Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
And this is the 500th fucking show.
500th episode.
Jesus. I cannot believe it. What's today's date?
H. Christ. June. Saturday, June 29th, 2013.
And it's 63 degrees outside.
Jesus, take the wheel. Though it is approximately 75 in our apartment.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is, oh, because you don't have the windows open.
No. Yep. No.
It's okay. It's not bad, actually.
No, actually, I turned the air down or up, depending on how you look at it, I suppose, for you, since generally you, your husband, are pussies when it comes to the temperature of our house.
He's better with heat than I am.
So, no, normally I thought he's always cold, freezing when he comes over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so, you are right.
So
yeah.
Instead of it being at our normal 68, we turned it to 65.
You guys really keep your place at 68 degrees?
Usually when we're sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But when it gets really humid outside, since we're on the third floor, even in the nice cool days, if we were to open all the windows, it would be uncomfortable in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We get a lot of direct sunlight in the back, and that's really what kind of heats up the whole apartment.
But 500th episode. That's a long time, Ricky.
That is a long time. That's 7 years of shitty shows. And I'm so proud of that.
There you go. There's at least there's something that you're proud about. That also,
but it was all with amazing people.
So we this is going to be a shit show. We're going to say this right now.
Well, duh.
We did say in the
this
past.
This is a forewarning.
Yes. We did mention before that Ricky, all of us somehow would do shots for every voicemail and email that we received wishing us a happy 500th episode. Now, because also Ricky sends out why don't you love me messages 2 days before record, you all send in over 30. Ricky,
it's actually almost 40, right? It's like 37 something.
Yeah, Ricky cannot do that many shots.
I'm actually not that happy about that.
Even if
I expected 100.
Oh, bullshit. Even if we were to split them evenly between the three of us, that is still 10 shots each.
In an hour.
In an hour, which is a little difficult.
We might have to spread the show out a little bit if it's that.
So we are going to go as long as we can and to see maybe where we get. But we are definitely splitting these up. We're going to do a first few, and we're going to count them each as Ricky's one, Waylon's two, Bradley's three. But if we all three do one, that's going to be three shots.
Right.
Because we cannot do.
And we have to eat after this.
Yeah. No one.
We have to be alive after this.
No one can do this many shots in an hour.
I've done it before, but I had alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're not 21.
It's totally fun.
No. You're almost 40.
I was
40.
22.
That wasn't alcohol. That was cum.
I'm almost 40.
You're almost 40.
That wasn't alcohol. It was cum.
No, it was alcohol.
But not only that, if you do hear some odd noises in the background this show.
We had fans.
We do have fans. We have some listeners in the apartment in the recording studio today. Say hi so they can hear you.
Hello.
Hey.
They're making us stew.
The non-Chicago Lala is here with her wonder husband.
And her manly man.
And the provider is here as well.
Which makes me think the joke that he made a little bit earlier.
He's getting ready for Pride. So
he is getting ready for Pride.
We were talking about the length of Pride Parade and everything and how it could be longer this year. And all of a sudden, I hear in my ears over here, I hear him say, could be thicker too. And everyone was still talking, and it took me a few seconds, and I was like, wait, did you just say that?
But
love it.
Not only are they here for us, they're also here because they're going to their first Pride Parade tomorrow.
Yay.
Woo! Gotta love our straight allies in the house. But they're here actually cooking us dinner. We are having, after we record, Eddie Vedder stew, which was not created by Eddie Vedder, but he liked a lot of it when he ate it, so they named it after him. Oh, I read it online. Yeah.
Oh.
It's from a cookbook.
Yeah, because he was making sure that shit did not have mushrooms or olives in it.
Well, because, yes, because Ricky wasn't very forward. I said, "Oh, do you care if they cook in your kitchen?" I'm like, "No, what's she making? A stew." Well,
what kind of stew?
Well, I don't know. Well, did you tell her that we don't eat this?
No, well, I didn't go into all that.
She's like, no.
Ricky's like, is there different kinds of stew?
It's called Eddie Vedder stew, whatever that is. And I'm like, well, he is the lead singer of Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. So I did some research and I found the cookbook it's in. And I don't remember the name of the band who created it. But Eddie Vedder ate a lot of it, liked it. So they named it after him. But anyway, it's a vegetarian stew with curry.
It's vegan.
Oh, it's vegan too. Mm-hmm. So
it better be good.
It actually smells good and looked like she made us some fresh bread of some sort and brownies.
And brownies.
World peace brownies. Which makes me think there's pot in it.
That's what I was going to say too.
Which Bradley's never had pot before. So if there is, this may be a night of first.
If you ever do it the first time, you should eat it the first time.
No, I'm good.
Chuck is saying yes, you were correct.
And then we also have a really full bar for your shots and our cocktail enjoyment tonight. So what cocktail are you starting the show with?
I am having my friend Gigi's version of a cheap margarita.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It is Squirt.
Love it.
Tequila. Mm-hmm. Patron.
Mm-hmm.
It is like rock salt, sea salt.
Yeah.
And it is some limes.
Yeah, that actually sounds good. Though I can't do tequila because it really makes me vomit.
I can't even really taste it.
I do enjoy that kind of margarita. I've had it before. I do like it.
Is this kind of like what's his face's when he poured beer in it too? Is that like
a margarita?
Oh wait, that was lime like
limeade.
Right? Yeah,
okay. He did John's margarita. Yeah, that was Corona limeade tequila triple sec.
You drink that?
I did, but that was also before I really got sick more from it.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Though I probably could drink that, I am not mixing tequila with anything else.
Why don't you just take a sip of it?
Because I know what it tastes like. I've had it before.
No, not this one.
First.
So, Waylon, what are you drinking?
There will be no peer pressure.
You tweeted that you would do a shot of tequila.
Wait, I think that was
first
Ricky.
Of all, I don't think that you should bring this up on the show because I was not pleased to see that someone had tweeted on my behalf.
You tagged it. It said Waylon.
I did not tag it. And RC, fuck you for your little catty smartass comments. I'm not being a pussy. I just won't drink. I do not feel like throwing up tonight.
Because I had alcohol poisoning from tequila and it took me like years and years and years to drink it again.
The last couple times that I've had it and we're having good tequila too, by the way. Because when we go to Garcia's to see The Dark Knight, when they give us free shots, they won't give us shit. They only give us the stuff that they like to drink or the really new stuff they got that is like, you know, $12 a shot.
Which I would never pay that.
Well, I wouldn't either. But,
And we didn't.
And we didn't because they were free.
Hey.
So, you know, so you try it. But now I even have to tell them no just because I just can't do it. I just can't.
So what are you drinking, Waylon?
Well, let's see. Before Ricky got here because he was an hour late, I had a...
I didn't know there was a specific time.
Whoa. You said you were coming over at 6:30.
But you said...
God damn it, Ricky.
Quit touching your microphone.
You said you wouldn't be home until 6:30.
No.
You said if I go pick him up, he'll be home. I think it's on a recording.
No, no, no. And that we text messaged to clarify the time that you were going to be here. And you said, well, whatever works. I go, well, 6:30s be good because if I pick him up at work at 5, we'll be home by 5:30. And that gives Bradley time to kind of chill.
I'm sorry, I'm not listening.
Yeah. Anyway, obviously. So before we started recording, I had root beer liqueur with club soda or cream soda, which kind of tasted like a root beer float.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm having Svedka lemon vodka because of our lovely grocery store that was doing the buy this and get one for 10
cents. Thank you, Dominic.
Yes. No, Jesus, kidding.
Don't say their name. They're not paying us.
Oh.
But tomorrow, which you'll lose out now. It ends tomorrow.
Yeah, it does.
Because I kind of want to go back for some wine.
But I might go back for more Svedka.
Remember this. Buy 6 because you also get 10% off if you buy the 6 in the little case. And wine and liquor count up to the 6.
Yep.
So I got today the 2 vodkas and 4 wines for the price of 3 and got 10% off.
Get it.
Wrap your head around that.
That's a little too much math for me right now. But all I hear is 10 cents.
Yeah.
10 cent.
But anyway, so right now I'm drinking the lemon vodka with part orange juice, part lemonade, and a splash of club soda.
Can I taste it?
Yeah. It's kind of like a bubbly screwdriver with lemon.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, it's...
It needs coconut.
Well, we have coconut, but I don't want it in mine. We somehow... We would never have bought it, and we don't know how it got here, but we have Sky Coconut, because we don't like the Sky vodkas because they're too sweet, but we do have an unopened...
Maybe we brought it or someone brought it to your house when you had something.
Someone must
have. Probably.
But it's unopened, so if you want Sky Coconut, we do have it over there.
Oh, it's not even open yet?
No.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit.
We gotta break that in.
But, once we get into our email and voicemail, the first shot we'll be doing is that we made ahead several lemon drop shots, which they were pretty potent and pretty lemony. Because those are nice starter shots for us. I don't want to hear your pussy comments, because they're still straight up a lot of booze in it.
It is, and we don't care what you think.
Pretty much. And my love, Bradley.
Oh. What?
If I say this, if I pull on the nice stuff now, when we get our alcohol in us, where we all become catty and hate each other, we'll remember back at the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
No, we probably won't remember back.
We won't remember. At least
we'll have to go back and listen with you.
At least at least our listeners, they will go through the journey of, oh my God, they're so happy to
what the
that
fuck
was
did just
the
happen?
Last show.
I hope they do not come to Pride 48.
Shit.
Which you guys, can we talk about this right now? Yeah, we can, because we
don't know what
told.
Are we talking about.
Is it about the Pride 48?
Is it confirmed that we?
Yeah,
are?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys, we are going to be in charge of the hospitality suite.
But it's right. This year. So if you're coming to Pride 48 and you would like to volunteer by hosting the hospitality suite, let us know.
Yes.
Hosting
for an hour.
Yeah, hosting is fantastic. Whatever. What it is really is that. We know you want to keep the room open for people who aren't in the studio to come by, have cocktails, hang out. They're usually sometimes, if they can figure it out, hopefully again this year, there'll be like a live stream of what's going on.
Right.
So that you can sit in there and listen. Though, honestly, if you're going to sit and listen, you might as well just go to the studio. But sometimes, you know, you just want to hang out or just need...
Or catch up with people.
And that room was very popular.
And we need, you know, so basically people to hang out in there while the recordings are going on so that it can stay open.
Yeah.
And, you know...
And a lot of people like to do theme parties. I know that Wendy wanted to do a tea party.
Wendy
there.
From Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Yes.
Last year she did.
Next year, bring your tea kettle. Yeah. Your own.
Your own tea kettle. And you have to have it plug in.
So yeah, she had a tea party and then had a little contest for the best hat. And we all had hats and stuff.
Oh, could you imagine if we would showed up with our tea party hats?
Well, yeah, we took our fascinators.
Yeah.
There's no
but
way.
The ones that we had.
No, because that would take an extra suitcase just for it. But then
that was fabulous.
Some other listeners / podcasters had a boxer party one evening.
Mm-hmm.
I actually won an award that evening, and that's what I was most impressed with.
No one likes a bragger.
It's braggart.
It's because they felt sorry for you.
It's braggart, by the way.
But you're bragging.
No one likes
I know
a
all.
Word Nazi. And that too.
But no, but this is how great the people who...
Wait, Waylon obviously proves this wrong,
you know,
because
what? Everyone loves really, Bale. That really explains why when I put in the word bragger into my phone, it always corrects it to like bagger.
Yeah, because
you're supposed to put bragger.
Bragger.
So thank you for teaching me that.
You're welcome. No, but the great thing is that you can do whatever you want. You don't have to do shit. You can just sit in there and talk to people.
Mm-hmm. That's
but,
all you have to do. Well, and keep it a little clean.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But some people really took it above and beyond.
Yeah.
And like the Boxer Party, these awards that they fucking gave out were like real metal like trophies.
Some of them were like thongs and shit though.
They had engraved. No, but the trophies though, they were like, they were swimmer awards. So they were these big buff guys with
Speedos
and like. Sun First and goggles.
Can I just say that Waylon still has it hanging out on his desk?
I do. It's on my. It's. I work from home. It sits right there next to my desk.
It's like, hey, I'm.
And like, I was sexy in those boxers.
I was wearing bowling pin boxer briefs.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, we are in charge of that this year. So if you want to volunteer, let us know. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the schedule will be yet. We'll see who's doing it. Obviously, we'll have several. We'll be filling in the blanks, if not. Well, definitely having our own hosting event either. we'll let you know if we decide to be themed or something.
Yeah, send us an email or something on to us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and just like subject it like hosting. What is it? The host
hospitality suite.
What if they hand a torch to us to take care of it like next year, like Nessa is?
Well,
would that be crazy?
First of all, they wouldn't make all three of us. Second of all, you'd have to go to see more shows.
Yeah, rude.
I was sick.
2 years in a row?
Yes, I was.
A dick in your mouth is not sick.
Ooh. There was not even that.
No.
Truth.
No, it wasn't a dick. It was soap. Where is it that you always go by your soap that you took like people on field trips who had never
been? Oh, Lush. We're going this year too.
See, you. It was Lush in your mouth.
Stupid motherfucker.
Which I just went there and they have this soap that has salt in it. And when you put it in, it makes it like all like smooth and shit.
Hmm.
I forget what it's called.
Anyway, so before we get into our.
Wait, can I talk about my drink?
Oh.
Wait, you never got it? Oh, jeez. Here we go. It's already started.
It's the stepchild.
I want to talk about my drink. The reason I want to mention it is because JD and SD brought us the vodka, and I just want to throw it out and say thank you.
Well, yes, that's actually fantastic you mentioned that. We do have another listener in town, and he did come. We hung out with him last night?
Yep.
And when he came over to the house before I went to dinner, he brought a bottle specifically for our recordings.
Thank you very much, JD.
He forgot that our 500th this ep was this weekend, so it was a perfect timing.
Yeah.
So it was accidental, but awesome.
No, but yes. He does listen to us, and he's listened to PNS Explosion for way before he even listened to our show.
What?
Oh, yeah, he's obsessed with it.
I don't blame him. I don't.
They are pretty awesome.
I believe he. He may be a pod as my co-pilot, but I'm not sure.
No, he started that, and he also started cocktails.
Yes, he listens to Cocktails and Cream Puffs now too.
Wait. Oh, okay. But he heard us first, right?
Yes. Okay. But he's been a PNS Explosion person for years.
Not acceptable.
And then when Bradley started being on this show, and he was introduced to it, all of a sudden it was like the world started colliding.
Oh, you're welcome.
So anyway,
my drink is. cream soda with the Stoli
Gala
apples.
It's good.
And it's really good. It tastes like a caramel apple, and I threw some green apples up in it.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Because the other way he said to drink it, so why we brought both, was just with club soda, but with apples and lemon juice. So we have some fresh cut apples soaking in lemon juice. If you just want to try
it. It looks very professional here. It pretty much looks like the smaller version of the hospitality room last
this
year.
this actually, without the bag of Cheetos.
Right.
This is really the hospitality suite. Yes.
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be awesome if we walked in and it had like the whole buffet and everything? That would be cool. You guys should bring the buffet.
Right. Are you going to pay for the shipping?
No.
Granted, is there an IKEA in Las Vegas? Because that's where it came from.
Yeah, right.
So before we go into show stuff, do we want to talk about anything recently that's happened, like Supreme Court stuff?
Well, I think
Paula Deen stuff.
I think we can quickly do like a fast hot topic. Okay. So, I know you're passionate and wanted to talk about one of the fours. So start it off.
I want to talk about Paula Deen.
Please, racist.
I am not a racist.
It's close to home.
I have never said the N word. I can say that. So, you know, Paula Deen is on a big scandal because she used the N-word, right?
Uh-huh. This is and a quick topic. Let's go.
She wanted a plantation-style wedding for her brother or dinner or whatever. So I'm just going to cut this short, and I would rather explain the long, the long explanation, but I'm not going to do this. But I think that it's an overreaction, and all these companies that are dropping out and firing her, I think it's overreaction. She did mess up.
Mm-hmm.
She apologized for it, and I think that it's just an overreaction. People are like, my friend Michelle, who is black, said she didn't say it to me, why do I care?
See, I don't like that response, but I can see where you're coming from.
But I think she's not Hitler. She did not kill anybody. She's not a horrid person.
Wait, who was it that didn't kill anybody but had all those people that killed people for
Charles
him?
Manson.
Yeah. So is he not evil?
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry.
He has a swastika on his forehead.
Putting on the brakes. We are not going to be comparing. We are not comparing Paula Deen to Charles Manson. Like, sorry. Let's just stop that right now.
No, I agree with you, Ricky. I think it is a little bit of it's an like overreaction. It's like a witch hunt. And it's, I mean, it's
they're
sad,
putting
but,
her to the face of racism, and it's not fair.
Well, but at the same time, I'm mixed on it from both sides. I really can't, I don't think, have much right to comment on it because I'm not black. So whether or not I find it racist or not.
Mm-hmm. I have black friends. It's okay.
But even from, I've had some black friends who put some interesting things in perspective. Mm-hmm. I do think that as a public figure, you have to watch out for this kind of stuff. And what mm-hmm. she said yeah. was wrong. However, these weren't recent things that she said either. Even right. though I do believe they weren't as far back as we'd like to think it is. Mm-hmm. People do change. If you even think about the whole gay thing and family and friends that you have who you know have dropped the faggot bomb over and over and over again, who now would never say it because they have grown in their... It takes time. Mm-hmm. I don't think we can keep making excuses like she likes to make forth that she's from the South and it is mm-hmm. how she was raised and whatever. Like, because people do change. It's still a hard thing, though. I think that she has suffered enough and she has apologized that... I don't think that she needs to be such a
A pariah?
Yeah. But at the same time, I do think this goes to prove some of her scruples. Because if you put this in and start adding up some of the other things where she hid her diabetes for a while because all of her recipes and what she's built her empire upon was not diabetes friendly and then still makes a lot of money on that
but
kind of stuff.
But she still came out with her own brand of butter. Even though she has diabetes.
No, I'm just saying. It's like when there are lots of things in her life that she's also done that are a little unscrupulous. That obviously she's not, I don't know, she's not going to be president. She's not Oprah. And at the same time, I'm not going to go to Paula Deen for a diabetic recipe anyway. Even if she got it and ate well.
She could have lied and said, no, I've never used the word. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. And that's the other thing too. This was a deposition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was under oath and she was honest. And I think there is something in the fact that she was honest for what she did. So, yeah, I think it's crazy that Walmart dropped her because Walmart is what the fuck? Walmart.
I saw somebody tweet. Wait, so Walmart drops Paula Deen, but after the whole Sandy Hook thing, they still sell like AK-47s or whatever. No one's saying anything about Walmart.
Yeah, like, yeah. And Walmart doesn't do good business in other ways as well. And
they don't even care about humans.
And you know Walmart and Chick-fil-A were probably right up next to each other during the Chick-fil-A stuff. I mean, whatever. I think it will blow over.
You think she'll recover from it?
I think so. Her empire is too large for it to break her.
A lot of people didn't know she had such a big one.
No, but I do think that she's going to feel the financial hurt, and hopefully she was smart enough in her financial planning that this, you know, it's not going to, you know.
Do you think she has enough supporters as enough for the people? I have not met anyone really that said, oh, I would never, ever watch her again. I would never buy her stuff. I've never met any of them.
I will admit I would be one of those people. I would still watch. I, like a friend of mine on Facebook, did go to foodnetwork.com and tried to get all the Paula Deen recipes that I know that I like and saved a copy of them since they eventually will be taken down. But I don't think that I'm still going to watch and but I'm not a devotee per se. However, she's disappointed me greatly and I do think of her less for this.
But it doesn't mean she can't become a better person.
Absolutely not. And I think that this, if anything, this is going to be one hell of a life lesson. And therefore, I think she deserves the opportunity to grow from it.
Please give your opinion.
Well, he doesn't like to have a conversation.
Do you think she's been treated right, wrong, or how do you feel?
No, I said it already. I said I somewhat agree with you how I feel people are overreacting a bit. But at the same time, she needs to be held responsible for what she did. And I don't know.
But does she need to be crucified for it? That's kind of like, it's like crazy. No. It's like, I don't know. It's weird to me.
It's not weird to me at all, because this is how we do it nowadays.
But there's also people that are in our Senate, in our Congress, House of Representatives, that use that word on TV at that appropriate time, and no one's like screaming and yelling, oh, he said this in 1960. No one's like, what's up with that?
But it also doesn't mean this won't be the catalyst that will. If this is being such a big deal now, it does say that maybe other things that people do are mm-hmm. going to be a little more scrutinized for it.
But also, like, we all have that family member that has probably used that word. Have you, like, scraped them completely out of your life and never talked to them ever again? No one does that.
I do think some people do that.
Yeah.
And I do, especially even if depending on their own bigotry way.
Mm-hmm.
Even if for the gay thing, I guarantee you there are people whose family members say those words and, you know, the gay slurs and all that and mm-hmm. and do snip, snip, snip. And there's still debate. Is that right? Or should you let that person try to grow? Well, you know, sometimes I do think enough is enough. You know, you can only try so hard until you've got to get rid of the negative, you know, the negative people, that poison out of your life. Right. So on a happier note, how about DOMA?
Yay! I actually kind of wasn't. I kind of thought they would go that way.
Oh, I did not.
Well, I thought, but I knew it would probably be close. Yeah. I mean, I knew it wouldn't be like a 8-1.
I really thought it was going to be just the opposite. I thought it was going to be 4-5.
Four in favor. But like when I read it, I was just like, oh my God, like things are fucking changing.
Yeah, except though, I still worry about those who said nay. Their responses are pretty interesting. I'll just leave it at that.
We
were pretty happy. I mean, it's almost tier worthy at some aspects, because I think that this will now mean that Illinois will pass it.
Oh yeah.
I think that anyone who was on the fence now has a federal government to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting for the states that have the anti-gay stuff, or it's been in process. You have their arguments have to change.
New Jersey said it will happen by the end of this year.
But their arguments have to change, because so many people were leaning on
what this on
DOMA on mm-hmm. DOMA as the basis of their negative response to it. So
what part of DOMA is still discriminatory against gay people? Because I read that people were saying, no, if DOMA is still intact, then it's still not. And I don't know what it is, because I don't know all the laws part of it.
Well, I think the majority of it is that it's still left to the state. So all of DOMA wasn't up for it. It was just this one spot about a specific section.
Mm-hmm.
And since that was just, they looked at that spot and said, is this right or is this wrong? And it went with the wrong. So they weren't making any changes to DOMA. They weren't making any new laws. It was just a re-look at a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Which is still a good one. Because,
right. I mean, so now it's up to the state. So the problem is that a state, for instance, Nebraska, which already has anti-gay marriage.
I think there's 38 of them that already has it.
They never have to now.
They'll eventually will. It'll eventually come out that they have to do it.
Unless it happens at a federal level, and that's the question.
Just like the interracial marriage, it'll happen.
That's the only way it's going to happen with states like that, and with like the South, and with places like Mississippi and Alabama, or you know where.
I tweeted that Mississippi or Alabama would be one of the last states that said, "Yes, we're going to do it."
Well, or Florida.
Yeah,
Florida has so many anti-gay laws on the books. They are, I think they probably are one of the most. I mean,
Well, they did lift one of them, which is good. Well, it's kind of good, I guess, that they do allow gay couples to adopt.
Oh, they did lift that one. I was going to say, because I knew that was a big one down there. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, for us, it's definitely exciting, because it will happen in Illinois. And that means that if it happens at the next, when the legislation happens, there's a possibility that our marriage will be legal for our wedding. Now, it won't be legal when we get married there. We'd have to get married here first.
Mm-hmm.
However, if Florida, for some reason, woke up before April, we federally could get married on our cruise and state.
But my problem is this, that it's such a big hassle to deal with the, oh, we're federally recognized and we're not state-wise. And it just is, I've talked to so many different people that it's just a headache to tax-wise to just deal with. I mean, you get so many other benefits besides taxes and all that, like especially with medical, you know, Social Security and whatnot. But with the tax situation, that's what really kind of still gripes me is that even if, and people tell me, well, why don't you just go to Iowa to get married? I'm like, well, because I go to Iowa to get married, I come back home, it's not.
I think from what I read the article, that President Obama is going to try to do something about that. Like something different that even if you go to Iowa, I guess in Illinois right now, you have to file separate state taxes, right? No, yeah. Because if you're in a civil union, no, it's together.
But a civil union does not, this does nothing for civil unions.
Oh, okay. No.
No, civil unions is not a marriage license. Mm-hmm. So you still are a second class citizen, even though you have a civil union, because you don't get all the rights of marriage, except for the fact that you would have gotten the federal if they allow gay marriage here. Mm-hmm. So you don't get the federal part for having a civil union in Illinois.
Okay. Well, I don't think we have too much to worry about. I think it's going to
I think what this does, which is also why this is a huge thing, it's very celebratory. It's a step, and we all can't stop fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to open the door for the president to try to do some stuff. But then again, is it going to pass or anything else? Who the fuck knows? But this is kind of an amazing step, which is mm-hmm. exciting.
Something I didn't see happening really too soon, I guess.
I'm the happiest for the people in states California. That were able to get married.
California especially.
Who?
Yes.
No, but wait, though. Who have partners from other countries.
Oh.
With this federal pass, they yep. cannot be deported.
Oh my God, I saw a video that I was going to like die.
But did you the see British the kid? Story though, and I wish I had it up, where this couple was in the middle of a deportation case.
Mm-hmm.
The judge immediately dropped it after the DOMA because they can get married in the state in which they live in.
Mm-hmm.
And he can get his, now federally, he can get his green card. Because of that.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, that is a gigantic step. Because I can deal with the fact, though it's sad, that we may not be recognized, but it would be worse if then Bradley would have to get kicked out of the country and wait or something.
Why am I the foreigner?
Well,
guess because you're uncut.
Whatever.
So let's finally get into the show.
I think so.
No,
are we ready?
Oh, Bradley's like, no, I think so.
I've had almost two drinks already before.
Do we want to start? Like, whose email are we going to start with for this first shot?
Well, we have the Excel spreadsheet that Waylon did for us. It's very professional and I love it.
You know who we should do first? The very, very first one. Because we received... No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where is it? The email.
The very bottom, 37. It's a voicemail. Well, it's an email / voicemail.
Yes, because we got it in April.
Who they were very efficient.
And we have had this. I'm shocked we've not lost it.
Right.
But PMIC, I think, will be our very first one because they wished us a happy 500 on April 17th. So while Bradley James Leroy is finding, let's pour our shots, our little lemon drop.
I'm ready.
I'm putting them out while Ricky does it. Actually, why don't you go ahead and play it then?
Should we mix this first, or do you think it's okay? It's kind of separated.
Oh, well. Ring-a-ling-a-ding! We've got a voicemail kind of email.
What the fuck is that kind shit?
Of, I don't understand.
Stir it. It was a wave file.
Stir it.
What?
It was a wave file.
A wave file.
Hey, everybody. This is Taylor.
And Taffy.
And Rodan.
And we wanted to send a message out to the fine boys... and Ricky, of the Foul Monkeys podcast.
There's been as many co-hosts as there have been lovers.
I think there's been as many co-hosts as there have been episodes.
Oh,
right.
Painful.
We love Foul Monkeys.
We do. We love Richard. Richard the Great.
We love Richard. And we look forward one day to meeting. Well, actually, we will at Pride 48.
Yay.
We'll finally get to meet Waylon and Brad.
Yay.
Hi, Waylon. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Oh, and there was the creepy voice. There.
I was gonna say, Jesus, Rodan.
Hi, boys.
Hi,
he literally leaned forward, which means his hand is down the front of his pants, while he has an alcoholic drink. He's taking a drink and masturbating right now on your 500th episode.
That's how we like it.
Oh, I have that whole class.
We're used to it with Kyle.
Stop distracting me. We're trying to wish the boys of Foul Monkeys a wonderful 500 episodes. Or congratulations
on the
500.
Holy shit, that's a lot of episodes.
That is a lot of episodes. That's a lot of episodes to for Ricky. With
no
Ricky.
Wonder he's been through so many co-hosts.
He wears them out.
Don't we know it? We've had 250 with Taylor. Whew. Oh, we're saying. We love you,
Why do you have to turn this into...
Because Ricky would. This is our homage to Ricky. Ricky would have
Ricky
said that.
Ricky would tell us that we're a spinoff and we're not a spinoff. If we're... that... He... No.
I don't think Ricky said that. I think you just did.
I think they just took over our show.
QCast used to say that all the time that we were a spinoff.
I never listened to that show
either. Then Ricky decided that he was going to adopt us. Like a Daddy Warbucks, he decided he was going to take this little orphaned podcast in and try to make us a spinoff. Just because you both have no hair doesn't make you Daddy Warbucks.
Oh, shit.
Can we call him the provider?
I don't even know if they get that, do they?
That's yeah. I think at Pride 48, we should just call Ricky Daddy the whole weekend.
Mm-mm.
I think Ricky would like that.
No.
I think Ricky would like that. I'm not gonna lie.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I think everybody at Pride 48 should call Ricky Daddy all weekend.
Oh, Daddy.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
That's spectacular.
All right, guys. Congratulations on 500 episodes. You know that we love you, and we are looking forward to seeing you guys in a couple of months. And... just keep it up, and we want to be here to wish you congratulations on 1,000th episode.
Ooh.
We won't actually still be taping at that point.
I don't know if we'll be here.
And he'll have different co-hosts.
Okay. So guys, thank you again for 500 episodes. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Daddy. That's creepy.
That's the point.
I love Ricky so hard.
That's it.
I really think they did a WAV file so that could be longer than a voicemail.
Probably so. I want to say thank you to them because I love them all. Even though I know that Rodan and Taffy don't listen to the show. But thank you for saying you love me anyway, because they've met me in person. So I could see why.
Yes. No, I can't wait to meet them.
Taffy is fucking crazy.
I enjoyed listening to their show, and
she is batshit crazy.
Yeah, and Rodan has a really sexy voice.
He does. His boyfriend is cute too.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. Is he coming? I wonder if he's coming.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, I am trying. While I pull this up, Ricky, pour us another shot because we're gonna have to do two. I think after we do all these, we got to keep track of these because this will be in the shot. So yeah, so as we said before, we cannot each do 36 or whatever of these. So we're going to split them up. But right now we all are
all
three doing
it. My health insurance doesn't cover alcohol poisoning.
Since we were just listened to PMIC, I think it makes most sense to go back to, you know, how basically Taylor the Latte Boy is dreaming about spit roasting.
Right.
The Bradley, James, Leroy, and myself. That we should go to some messages from the other person that I do think that Taylor will probably be masturbating the entire time.
Oh, he always does every time.
Because Mr. Luke Miller from the Instant Gratification podcast, who is apparently a longtime listener who took a break from podcasting, but is now back listening and podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
He sent us both an email and a voicemail.
Do they want chairs?
Do what? You can come get...
Do you guys want chairs? There's
chairs. Okay. Okay. Our guests are standing in the kitchen like the help. Like the help.
The help. There are help.
But from Luke Miller, an email. Yeah, I don't really have anything to say. This email is mainly to make you guys take another shot on episode 500.
Motherfucker.
Oh.
So, to Luke Miller, and after this shot, while we were writhing in pain.
That is some
Bradley
tart
ring like a thing. We got a voicemail.
It's really tart.
Hello, boys. This is Luke Miller calling from the Instant Gratification podcast. I was calling to wish you guys a happy 500th episode. That is a ridiculous number of episodes. And I also was calling to validate Ricky Whalen said that that would be a good thing to do. I wanted to call and say, yeah, congratulations. And I've actually been listening. I listened a long, long time ago. In fact, the time I really specifically remember listening, Ricky's ex-boyfriend was on the show as a host, a skinny dude. I don't remember his name. He made fun of me on the show, and I think I stopped listening after that. but yeah, I that's I've been listening for quite a few years, just off and on, like with most of the podcasts. But, and I wanted to call and say hi, and I really wanted to call because you guys said you would take a shot every time you got a call. I actually also sent an email with the explicit purpose of making you guys take another shot. I really want to get you guys all boozed up, and I think that's important. I have a feeling that'll happen anyway. I told Waylon that I was going to call 20 times in a row with tiny, tiny super messages just for the purpose of making you get really drunk. But I have a feeling you guys are going to be taking care of all of that on your own. So yeah. Oh, and we also stole your Harris's Burning question from your last episode. The question on what trophies you would snatch. And we definitely got the three answers. Chelsea would be Molly Ringwald realness. I would be pretty gay nerd realness as given by Chelsea. And Blair would be Lady Top realness. So anyway, you guys have a great 500th episode, and I will talk to you boys soon. Bye.
I love Lady Top realness.
Lady Top realness.
So I really don't know Luke except for like the last month, but he's cracking me up. We've talked a bunch on, or we're talking like on Facebook chat and all that kind of stuff. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him in Vegas because he is super nervous because we've talked about how we think he's hot. Taylor.
He knows he's hot.
Taylor won't give it a rest. I think Sater won't give it a rest. It's like all
Taylor's met him, I believe.
Yes, I believe already. So. All these people are like lusting over him, and he's like, I'm a little nervous. And I'm like, well, you should be. But we kind of were going over like what happens at Pride 48. He's curious to see how his co-hosts are going to react to the whole Pride 48 thing because they're a little shyer than he is. I guess one of them is.
I think he is shy.
He's
from
not.
What I know.
Him and this
other, he's really cute.
Him and one of his girl co-hosts apparently are not shy, and they're going to be the bells of the ball, but they're worried about some of the others.
He can be the bell of my ball.
Mm-hmm.
Heller.
Heller. Girl, bye. Here's my key. So, let's see. So, we've now done six.
Only two calls.
Two calls, but we've done six shots. Are we counting
six.
Them per, or are we going to count these as six different? Because we cannot do 31.
You know what? Let's just do, keep
we
going.
We should just go. Oh,
Jesus
just
Christ. Go.
Let me bring up GarageBand and make sure that it's still working. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay, we're good.
Because that would be really sad if it wasn't.
Because I'd be pissed.
Now, I know we normally hate this, but how are we on time?
We are at 45 minutes.
So are we gonna do like 500.1 and just continue this? Because we're not.
We can just make it all. If it's 2 hours, it's 2 hours. But I don't think GarageBand does more than an hour and 20. So
do we stop at an hour 10?
Yeah,
or an hour.
And we can continue. We can do a new one.
Okay, Brad. I'll let you kick off the next one since you're the in power of the voicemail.
Was there a particular one you wanted?
Do we need to get? I don't think there's enough here for three shots.
Okay, well, why don't you go get the butterscotch schnapps while I read an email, while you get a voicemail. We don't really have... I think we're going to go to Dennis in the emails. And you can go wherever you want to go. So Mr. Dennis is an asshole. And this is Dennis with one N. And you are an asshole mainly because you sent us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's right. 5 shot emails.
Motherfucker.
So I'm going to read these while Ricky is pouring. But we have our first email from you is, hi, guys, and congrats. Now take a shot. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Dennis. Subject, mm-hmm. Shot number 2. For every email, Ricky takes a shot. Well, down the hatch, laugh out loud. 2 shots.
These are all given to Ricky right now, right?
Yeah, then we have 3 shot. Shot number 3 is the subject matter. Oh, what the hell? Ricky, take it like a man. Jesus Christ, we love you for listening. Thank you for doing this again. Shot number 3. Oh, what the hell? Ricky, take it like a man. Though I believe I just said that, but it still was there. Oh, number 4. Sorry, Ricky.
These are all your shots. We're at number 5 right now.
And the subject line for this one is, I am evil. Can't help it, guys. Are you trash yet? Every email, you take a shot down the hatch. So, Dennis, with one N, thank you for listening. Thank you for being amazing. And we will now need to take...
a couple shots.
Five fucking shots. So he did call out Ricky specifically in at least two of them.
Don't even go there.
No, so we're going to do... we're all going to do one, which will be three. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to do two extra.
For five.
You were the one that started this whole thing about you said you, yeah. Not
no,
us.
No, I said we.
No. I almost guaranteed you said.
No, I said we on the show.
First of all, they're all quoting Ricky takes a shot.
Because you said
in
your tweet.
I'm sorry.
That Ricky was going to take the shot.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's because that's what you said in the show.
Didn't you also tweet that you were going to take a shot of tequila?
I did not tweet that. You twatted it on my behalf.
Really?
Yes, we've already gone through that in our season asshole.
So,
okay.
Down the hatch. Straight.
Yeah, why
down
not?
Down the hatch.
Okay. So.
Ching, ching, motherfuckers. Ching, ching.
To Dennis. Thank you, Dennis, for being a great listener.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I need power. Power.
Jesus Christ. Something's never changed.
Yeah, right? Don't you learn how to get
even
your
on the 500th show, it's fucked up.
Oh, okay. He's already getting drunk.
Yep, that's three.
Even on the 500th show, it's not
Ricky, 500. I'll do one of them for you. Okay. So Ricky's now, Dennis, for your shots. Four and five. Ricky and I will be doing, or Ricky.
No, this is the first round of shots. Oh, wait, never mind. Oh.
Yeah. No, we just did one.
That's right.
Wait, why are you doing a third then? That's only, he only gets five for Dennis. You just did six for Dennis.
That's fine. You guys take another shot. I'll just
wait. No, you have another one.
No, I'll just wait.
Do it.
Only for two of us for Dennis. No. Dennis does not get six. He only gets five.
I will take a shot for the next voicemail. Wait, because this.
Shit, I'm supposed to be counting these. what shot are we on now?
I don't know. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
wait,
12.
No. We did how many shots of the lemon?
There was 5 in this. Wait.
No, we had three rounds of that. So that was 6.
Is this fine?
So we had 6, and then this is 3.
Plus.
So that's 9.
6, 9, and then you guys have 10, 11 that you're taking right now.
No, this was the 3.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
There were 6 total.
We should have had someone else do the addition.
We lost count.
Okay. To butter shots.
You guys, yeah, we're taking now. We've moved on from lemon drops to butter shots.
That's not bad.
No, that's smooth.
That's
the butterscotch
snaps.
We're going to keep on doing that.
So,
this is leftover from
it's our 10 proof alcohol.
This was leftover.
Oh, it's 15.
This was leftover from Bear Pride.
You know what I remember from when I was like 20? Oh my god, I'm so drunk off this.
You probably because you can drink a lot of it.
Yeah.
No, so the funny thing is about Bear Pride, and we kind of talked about it before, but the last day when everyone's leaving,
that shit's good.
We kind of have that whole secret,
everybody gets
but
together.
It's not so secret now.
I'm in on that next year.
Where everyone brings down all their alcohol and all their food, and then we drink for the rest of the night until everyone has to leave.
I'm in on that next year.
Well, what happens?
Well, you might want to show up for some of it beforehand.
Well, what happened?
I don't have to.
No, you do.
I'm
because
your friend.
This is.
Oh my god!
Are you charging?
Yeah.
So what happened was that at the end of that night, whatever's left in that room, the hotel will throw away because literally the next morning they were doing a lunch service for the next group that was in there.
And who was that? Like Pretty Princess Prius bitches?
Basically. So
and you didn't show up yet again.
So basically we're looking at this table full of alcohol and full of stuff and we're like, I actually might drink that. Like, this can't be thrown away. So
this literally just tasted like
butterscotch.
Dessert.
Yeah, so I brought that and a couple bottles of vodka, and we also brought
why
like
not?
A couple 2 liters because they were not even
maybe
open.
Maybe that's how we got the coconut.
That has to be how we got the coconut.
Yeah.
Because I just like the bottle.
We should
not
do
even
shots of coconut.
No.
No, it's so sweet.
It's gross.
It's so much better.
It's sweeter than it cannot be sweeter than
yes.
This.
Yes, I think Sky Vodkas are really fucking
let's
sweet.
Do a shot of it.
Let's move on, ladies. We got 28 more things to do. So this new next voicemail is from my girl, Miss Donna Sugars.
Well, hello, darlings. It's Donna Sugars. Oh, congratulations on 500 episodes. Oh, God, it's so amazing. Oh, maybe someday I'll catch up with you. I would set your dates. Let's just say this time, the year 2037. Yeah, that's about how long it'll take. Okay, well, kisses, darling. Bye.
So two things.
I love Donna Sugars.
I know, me too. So two things. One, I didn't play what's that? Whatever her intro song is for herself on our show.
Oh yeah, because people don't like that.
Well, also because I'm also not hooked up to my iPad since I'm on my laptop tonight.
We can't do too many things while drinking.
No, we cannot. We can't even add.
No, obviously not. But I want to read this because this voicemail message was from Google Voice, and it says, "Well, hello, hey Linux installation. No, congratulations on the buy 100 photo. Got it." So I'm bailing. No, maybe Sunday. I'll catch up with you. I would send your Dave. Let's just say this time. The year 2037. Yeah, that's about how long it'll take care. Okay, well, this is Irene Food.
Bye.
So good. I want to take this shot for you. I love you, Donna. I can't wait to see you in Pride 48.
As we were listing these, we did put the ones where we thought the Google Translator was... We did at least need to mention it.
Oh, okay.
They were hilarious.
You guys, just to let you know, we are also having our own cocktails while we're doing these shots, too.
Is how you fucking do this shit.
So it's not like we're the only... Like, we're only taking the shots.
Hey, live studio audience, is dinner ready? Should we like pause our podcast for your dinner?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that. Well, actually, let's do one more email.
We'll do another round of shots.
And actually, let's do David Blue Jean Guy, his voicemails, because there are fucking five of them, which means that we have a couple shots to do before dinner, and then we'll pause with that because that's an awful lot. If Bradley can figure out how to do them in order, he will, because they came in the weirdest way. And at first it was like, well, you know who this is. And it's like, no.
No.
I really don't. But then a later voicemail came in that sounded like number one, which was, you know, like, hey, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy. So number one, I think, was the one of the 818 ones on 628.
You know what that Google did? The date, the time frames are now gone.
Oh.
Yay, thanks. That's great. So I think I'm going to start with this one.
David, we don't know. These will not be in order.
Sorry about it.
But at least you know which they all are, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just do the five of them, and we'll just do shots. And right now we're going to...
Shot. Do the song.
He can't do both.
Oh.
Ricky, right now, for... Porn for the Blind is
putting. I'm doing booty bounces.
He's doing booty bounces, but his hands are like
just my hands
tweaking
though.
His nipple and shaking it back and forth.
All right, let's do this, Dave.
Hello again, pal. Mikey, this is David, the Blue Jeans guy. Drink, you know you want to.
Bye.
And we're drinking, so Bradley's drinking that one right now. For that shot one.
This
All right.
is really fucking good.
It kind of is.
Hello, foul monkeys. This is David at Blue Jeans.
Ricky, you got this one.
And I have one thing to say. You better drink, bitch. Bye.
So,
Ricky, you got this one.
He was totally pulling RuPaul realness right there.
Yes.
You says, hello, foul monkeys. This is David Inflation. Scare I can. And I have one thing. Just think. You're a batter blatch banch.
You're a bladder bash.
Euro. G-Y-R-O.
You're a Euro?
Euro batter black blank. Damn it. Euro batter blank batch 9.
I know.
That's
Actually, can you save that for when we're at the end of the recording? At the end of the 500th episode. We are going to try to even read it to see how that is. So Ricky did that one, so I will do the next.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me... get this now. I think it's this one.
I'm ready to eat.
It's almost there, honey.
Hey, this is David the Blue Jeans guy again. Drink up.
I need some bread.
Hey, this is a bit would use Guardian to link up 5 inches.
Hey, 5 inches. What?
Oh my God. I'm so wasted right now.
This one's on Ricky.
The moon has a dark side, and so do I. Drink.
Bye.
So there you go. That's number four, and Bradley gets number five.
Oh my god. This butterscotch shit is really
sweet. And then
we'll
be pausing our recording after this call.
Yeah, you know who this is. How drunk are you now? Not drunk enough. Just turn off the bottle, okay? I'll make it easy on you.
Bye. Oh.
Well, yeah, you know who this contractor you know. Oh, not broken up. I don't answer just for a while. Okay, make it easier on you. Nine.
Well, thank you, David. Blue Jean Sky. You gave us a nice way to end our little first half of this show.
We're actually at an hour.
Yeah, is it an hour? Oh, actually, I think we're going to end this episode.
Yes.
But don't fret.
It'll be 500.5.
I actually think we should just put however long it takes us to record tonight, mm-hmm. we're going to release them all back to back. So you may get 500, 501, 502, and possibly 503.
It could be.
Whoa, watch out for 505.
For as many things we've got to get through.
Hey, those are Levi's.
But let's do them all at the same time. Do you think so? Let's release them all.
Yeah, do all.
Yeah, why not?
While we're drinking, yes.
While we're drinking,
and as we go further and further,
no, but I mean, instead of delaying the release, when you release 500, you release 501, 502, 503.
Waylon doesn't like foreplay.
He does not. He wants to get it done.
Instead of delaying the release, fucking get it going.
Hey, there is
I'm ready to go.
There is a time and a place for edging.
and episode 500 is 500 not the time nor the place.
It's not the time.
Okay. So with this, I say.
So this is part one of who knows what of the 500th episode of Foul Monkeys. Please stay tuned for the next shit show.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
All right. Everybody. So we're testing now.
Testing. Hi, this is Waylon.
Hi, balls.
Oh, you're louder in my ear.
Hi.
You're real loud.
Hi.
All up in my ear.
Hello.
Oh my god. Oh my god, you guys.
Okay.
Shibba-da-ba.